We're starting here at the top of Chavzayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Hakometz miuto me'akevet rubo. Kometz, you need the entire kometz. You're missing a portion of the kometz. It's problematic. Isaron, the isaron that's put in, the isaron solid that is put in, miuto me'akevet rubo. Again, the miut is me'akev, the rov, and therefore you have to have the whole isaron. Hayayin miuto me'akevet rubo. Also with the yayin, the miut is ma'akev the rov. Hashemen miuto ma'akev et rubo. The oil that's put in also is ma'akev. Hasolat ve'ashemen ma'akvim zedze. If they are ma'akev one the other, and they need both of them. Va'komets ve'alevona ma'akvim zedze. And it comes to the komets and the levona, they're also ma'akev achadate sheni. It's my time off. What's the reasoning? How do we know that the komets is ma'akev if it doesn't have the entire komets there? Amar kra. The pasuk says milo kumtzo treim zimne. It says milo kumtzo, the whole komets. It says it twice. It says it once by the minchad nedava. It says milo kumtzo, and then it says it again in parashat tzav in Torah Mincha. It says milo kumtzo. La'akev. If you say it twice, la'akev. Once is the mitzvah, the second time is la'akev. And it says melo kumto, the entire komets that you have. Itzaron, mi'ato, me'akev, et rubo, my time. Amakra, misalta. We've seen this already, misalta, mishamna. So here, misalta, the extra hay, teaches you that it's misalta, it has to be the entire solid. Simchitra koshu, psula. Hayayin, mi'uto, me'akev, et rubo. The yayin, et rubo, because you have an apostle that is found in Parashat Shlach by the Nisachim. Kacha yaseh la'par la'ayo tells you each one of them you have to do it this way. Kacha, the last pasuk, the summary pasuk says kacha. You must do it this way. And kacha is a lashon of ikuf. Hashemen mi'uto me'akevet rubo. By the shemen you have the same thing, that the shemen's me'akev, it's not all there. That in the chat Nisachim, the shemen of the minchat Nisachim is because it says kacha by the Nisachim. O minchat nidava. When it comes to minachot, amar kara misalta umishamna. So again, the hay shimcheser koshu psula. Hashemen v'asod makim zeze is because we have misalta umishamna and mirgirsa umishamna. So here we have a repetition. Here it's la'akev because of the repetition. So that's the ikov that the solit, the shemen, and the solit are me'akev echadat tesheni, and that's not because of the hay anymore. More, but that's because of the repetition. Now, misalta versus migarsa has to do with what you are taking. Solet is fine flour. The mineral chata omer comes from migarsa, comes from the se'orim, and it comes from the fresh, very fresh, that you use kalui. You have to roast it because it's so fresh and wet in it. But as Rashi points out, that they're just solet and girsa are just the same thing, one by the chita, one by the se'ura, and one that is fine flour after it's already been dried out, and the girsa is when it was very early on. Mishamna, mishamna, so here you have a doubling. The doubling is the ikuv to tell you that shemen and solet are makev echad et hasheni. Akomets v'lavvona, how do you know they're makvim zedze? Because it says, al kol livvenota, that's the pasuk by, umisalto mishamna, al kol livvenota, so it's right before that. And then you have so you have it again. It's found in the Parashat Tzav when it talks about Torah Mincha. So there it is also mentioned. It's called Livona. So you have Kolivana. Pamayim teaches you that you need to have it al kolivana. You have to have the komets along with the livona, and that is me'akev. Now this Mishnah is really part of the previous Mishnah. It's really not a separate Mishnah over here because it's the same din. But you have to have both of them together in a single kli mincha. You can't have one kli and another kli, even though you have all the shemen and all the solit. If you don't have them together, then they're makev. Kli together, whatever you have to do with them has to be done together in the one shot. It can't be that you have a whole solit and a whole shemen and then you're fine. But it's more important is the ikuv of the solit and the shemen by themselves when they're by themselves. I mean, when you don't have solit and shemen, there's also an ikuv when you have minchat chuteh, but there's no shemen, but the lok shemen shel metzorah, where there is no so right. So I'm saying all the other menachot are covered by Solot and Shemen. That those menachot are covered by the independent. Right. So okay, here the Mishnah continues. It's really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It's broken down in the Gemara and also will lead us into some of the major sugyot here that we're going to leave menachot for a little bit here and have a little respite and be discussing tzitzit, tefillin, all these other things, because this starts the hilchot stam all come out of these Mishnayot here, which is this structure of ze makev et ze or ze einu makev et ze, and that comes out of these Mishnayot. Here's the next one: shnei siirei yom kippurim makvim et ze et ze. The two siirim of Yom Kippur are makev one another. Shnei kivsei atzeret, the two kivasim that are brought to shlamim on Shavuot makvim ze et ze. Bet chalot makvot zu et zu, the two chalot shnei alechem that are brought on Shavuot along with the shnei kivsei atzeret, they are makvim zu et zu or makvot zu et zu. Shnei starim, the two starim of the lechem apanim makvim ze et ze. Shnei bazichim, the two bazichim of the lechem apanim makvim ze et ze. Hasdarim ve'habazichim makvim ze et ze. The starim and the bazichim need each other, so that the psul in one it causes a problem for the other. Bet minim shibnazir, the two items that you need by the nazir, they are ma'akev. Bet minim shibnazir are those that are brought along with the shamei nazir. They are the rikikei matzot and the chalot matzot that are brought along with that are ma'akev echadet eshini. Gimel shibapara, three items that you need by the para duma are ma'akvin zedze, which is the eight erez, the eizav, and the shni tolat. Those three items that are thrown into the sreifata para, they are makvin zedze. V'dalit shibotota, the four minim by the korbana toda are makvin zedze. Those are the 40 chalot, 10 from each. Those 40, the 10, 10, 10, those four different types are makev. Dalit shibululav, the four in the lulav are the four minim of the lulav are makvin zedze. And then the arba shimitzora, that's what we're talking about over here. The arba shimitzora is the same three that we had by the para, right? There's the Ezeres, the Shni Tolat, and the Ezov, plus the Mitzorah has the Tziporim. So those are the four items that are Makev by the Mitzorah. Makvin Zedze, all these items are Makev, Echad HaTashini, you need all of them. If you're missing one, it doesn't work. Shiv'ah Hazot Shiba Para, should be Sheva Hazot Shiba Para. This would be the seven Hazot of the Para Duma that are done Nochach Pnei Ol Moed, that are done up from the Har Zeitim towards the Ol Moed. Makvot Zu Azu. Sheva Hazayot Shaben Habadim, the seven Havayot on Yom HaKippurim, that's for the Par and the Sa'ir that are done Ben Habadim by their own. She'ala Parochet, that are done Ala Parochet V'ala Mizbeach Zahav. And we say Ala Parochet Mizbeach Zahav, it's both for the Korbanot Yom HaKippurim, as well as the Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur, the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Sa'ir Lavod Zara, all of those also require Parochet Mizbeach Zahav. All of those are Ma'akvot Zu'adzu. They're all Ma'akev Echad Teshini. You miss one and you have a problem. So how the Gemara is going to go through each one of these and explain why. Shnei Sirim Yom Kippurim Magmin Zedzeh, because at the end of the Parshat Achrimot by Yom Kippurim it says the word Chok. So it says since it's Chok Olam, since that the Chok Chukah we know is Le'ikuv, and therefore everything found in Parshat Yom Kippurim is Le'akev. Shnei Kibtzei Atzeret, how do we know the Shnei Kibtzei Atzeret Magmin Zedzeh? It says Havaya. Over there it says Kadosh Iyu. Since it says Kadosh Iyu, Iyu, that Havaya is Le'akev. Shnei Chalot, by the Shtei Chalot it says Chametz Te'afena Solitiena. So it says Solitiena, that Tiena is Le'akev, because that's a Havaya. Shnei Starim, the Shnei Starim of the Lechem Apanim, at the end it says Chok, the end of the Parshat Lechem Apanim that's found in the end of Emor. There we learned this already, we added the Gabei Achila. There it says Chak Olam. So Chak Olam that is written by the Lechem Apanim is Ma'akev the Starim. Shnei Bezichim, also Ma'akev from the same Chok, and Starim Bezichim is from the same Chok at the end. The word Chok is found at the end of the Parshat Lechem Apanim, therefore it affects all the things mentioned in Lechem Apanim, just like the way the Chok affects everything found in Parshat Yom HaKippurim. So to over here, so therefore the Starim, the Lechem Apanim themselves, the Bazichim, and the interaction between the two are all Me'akev. Shnei Minim Shibnazir, I don't know the two Minim, but Nazir Dechtiv Ken Ya'aseh, says by the Nazir Ken Ya'aseh, since the word Ya'aseh again is Asiyaz Likuv, and therefore by the Nazir the Shnei Minim. Gimel Shipara Chuka, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Right, read it by the Parshat HaPara. That's the Chok. There is Ma'akev, but the Gabe anything to do with the Parah Duma. Arba'a Shibetoda, the four different minim that are brought by the Toda, the Itkish Nazir, because there's a Hekish between Toda and Nazir, the Chtiv. Azevach Todat Shilamav, Ramamar Shlamav, the Rabot Shomei Nazir. They were talking about the Zevach Todat Shilamav, there the Shlamav, we darshan to mean Shomei Nazir, since that's the Parshat of the Toda that is found in Parshat Tzav. Therefore, if I take that, I have Toda and I have Shlamav, which is the Nazir, Nazir, I have a hekesh between the two of them. That hekesh tells me, just like there's an equal of the Gabay the Nazir, so too there's an equal of the Gabay the Todah. Barba Shibi Mitzorah, how do I know that the four items by the Mitzorah Ma'akev, Dikhtev, Zotia Torata Mitzorah? Right, so the Torata Mitzorah that we're going to read this week's parsha, Zotia Torata Mitzorah, Tia is Havaya, Havaya is the Ikuv. Now we get to interesting. Dalet Shibi Lulav. The four minim Lulav are Ma'akev, Achad Tashini. Because it says, V'lakachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon. So here it says, L'kicha Tama. Lakachtem must be a L'kicha Tama, a full taking. So now you have, right away, you have an interesting issue. It says in the Pasuk, V'lakach lechem b'yom ha-rishon, p'yetz adar, et kabot tumarim, enaf et zobot, arvei nachal, v'samachtem f'nei Hashem l'keichem, shivat yamim. So over there it says, V'lakach lechem b'yom ha-rishon. We have certain halachot that we know that only apply to lulav b'yom ha-rishon, because yom rishon is deoraita. After that, it doesn't apply. So if I would say here, V'lakachtem, that we learn out of l'kichat hamah, means V'lakachtem, that means they're ma'akev echad ha-sheni, the implications from that are that only B'yom HaRishon is a requirement for all four of them, that they're Ma'akev Echad HaSheni. After that point in time, sounds like you wouldn't need them, or it won't be Ma'akev Echad HaSheni. So sure enough, you look in Tosafot over here, he brings down the bag. He says, L'kachtam l'kichat tama yesh mefarshim, d'yom bet sagi b'chad mital miminim, umvarech al netilat blank. That you can put it in, al netilat lulav, k'moletrog d'shari, t'chaser v'lo b'inan tamut, elo B'yom HaRishon. Just like we have other halachot that come about by the lulav that only have application by day one, because they didn't do right. After that, they don't have application. He says, for instance, chaser by etrog b'yom rishon, or the divrehem and the dirabonon b'yom sheni tiske shitol echad b'shvil kulam. Take one representative of all the four minim and you're done, because you don't need a kichat tama anymore. That kichat tama is a limud on day one. After that, it's not a requirement. Reish lulav avarad darshinim lekachtem lekichat l'kol echad ve'echad. In sukkah, when we learn lekachtem means take a lekichat each one of them. Mirchtiv lakachtem l'shon rabim. V'lo ktitiv lakachta. So I learned that both of them. I learned lakachtem means I need a kicha for each one of these minim. And the kicha tama comes out from the fact that it uses, right, v'lakachto. That's a kicha tama. So Ella, yechid ikar l'kicha kaima kulu yomei, huadin l'kicha tama. So just like the lakachtem over here, you're saying needs a kicha l'kol echad ve'echad, and that applies to all the days, and not just the first day. Huadin l'kicha tama, d'bay l'kicha dal minim kulu yomei. Therefore also you by the remaining days of Sukkot, you need all four of the minim. L'kicha kol echad ve'echad, aval tamut shel atzman. Thing that is not ma'akev is tamut shel atzman. They themselves, meaning that there's certain requirements, for instance, by the tamut of the etrog. That's only applicable on the first day, not afterwards. The same thing by the other minim. We have certain kulot that apply after the first day. Chein lachem, the mu'utei sha'ul v'gazul obayla b'yom rishon. So there's certain aspects, and Tosa's not willing to accept in the beginning this idea that lekicha tama only applies on the first day. So certain applications apply only on the first day. That is the rasha of lekachtem, which is lekicha tama, that everything has to be tam, everything has to be whole. That's true on the first day. And the same thing, lekachtem lachem, the din of lachem is only b'yom rishon. But the idea of lekachtem, both of lekicha tama versus also lekicha l'kol echad v'echad, that has to apply to all days. As we see, the fact is lekicha has application to all of the minim and all of the days. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah on day B and day two. On day one, if you say lekicha, I know that lekicha is the mitzvah. On day two already, how do you know that lekicha is the mitzvah? Because of the word lekachtem. And lekachtem tells you you need a lekicha on each one of them. The same way that lekicha applies to each one of them the day after, so too will lekicha tama. The taking of all four of them together will apply after the first day. So Tosfos is unwilling to accept the fact that B'yom Rishon will limit this idea of the four. But it's an amazing Tosfos here that there's a Havamino, there's Yesh Mefarshim, that after day one, you will only have to take one of the minim out of the four. You make the bracha here. Tosu says al nitilat lulav. The other rishonim that suggests al nitilat etrog, al nitilat arava, ravei nachal. You would say whichever min you picked up, you would say the bracha on that min. Tosu here is even one thing, or seems to explain according to the Yishma Farshim, that you say al nitilat lulav on any of the four minim. That's what it sounds like from the Tosfot over here. And so now Gemara says Amrav Chanan Barava loshna el she'enlo. That's only true if he doesn't have. If he does have, ain ma'akvim. But if he has them, they're not ma'akev echad l'sheni. So it sounds like if you don't have the minim, they are ma'akev echad l'sheni. If you don't have all four minim, you can't take the lulav. The next, but if you have all four minim, you don't have to take them together. So that's the statement that's made by Rav Chanan Bar Abba. Then Meitavei, we have a Braita. Dali minim shibululav, bet mehem osei perot. Of the four minim of lululav, two of them produce fruit, or are fruits. Etrog and the lulav, which is tmarim. Bet mehem enosim perot, that is the arava and the hadasim, even though the Gemara in Sukkah talks about the hadas that has berries on it. But those necessarily fruits or edible fruits, they just produce berries. So bet mehem enosim perot, vaosim perot yuzukim la she'enosim. She'enosim perot yuzukim la osim perot. Yep, they each need each other. You have to put them together. Those that don't make perot, don't produce fruits, along with the ones that do make fruits, they are me'akev achad et hasheni. Basically, this bright is saying that all four minim are me'akevim achad et hasheni. You need to take them all together. Ve'ein adam yotzei yedei chavotav ve'en ad she'kulam ba'aguda achat. And you can't be yotzei until they're all in one binding. V'chein Yisrael v'hartzah. This is a wonderful Gemara. Gemara Tanit has a very similar idea. Is that also when Bnei Yisrael come to ask, supplicate before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ta'anit, or for any request that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it only works ad she'kulam. We all have to be wrapped together in one shot. Shinemar, Buneva Shemai Malotav, Agudato, Alerzi Soda. The one who wants to build in the heavens, Malotav, all those, the greatness and all their needs, Agudato, Alerzi Soda. That's only when the land has a strong foundation. What's a strong foundation on the land? Aguda. When they're all grouped together. When they shall come together, that's their strength below. So now you know where all the midrashim that connect between the binding of the lulav, representing all the different types of Jews and the inyan of Tanit and coming together, that we need both Rishayim and Tzadikim and Taniyot. That comes from here. The Gemara here clearly connects between the two ideas of the Taniyot being that Aguda Achat of Tzadikim and Rishayim, as well as the Aguda of the Lulav. Tanahi, it happens to be a Machloket Tanaim. The Tanya, Lulav, Ben Agud, Ben Shen Agud, Kasher. The Lulav, whether it has an Eged around it or it doesn't have an Eged around it, Kasher. The implications right now from the Gemara means that Eged means that you take them all together. Shenu Agud means that you take them separately, because that's what Rav Chanan Bar Rabba was suggesting, that they're only Ma'akev Echad El Sheni when you don't have them. Rav Yehuda Omer, Agud Kasher, Shenu Agud Pasul. If you have an Eged, it's good. If you don't have an Eged, Pasul. This is Rav Yehuda Shita, which bump into Sukkah as well, that Eged is a Chiyuv on the Lulav to have an Eged. Without an Eged, you're not Yotze Didei Lulav. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason behind Rav Yehuda Shita? Gamar Kicha Kicha Megudat Izov. Learns out Xer Shav of Kicha Kicha from the Egudat Izov that is found by Korban Pesach, Parsha the Chodesh this week, but the Gedot Ezov, you need the Ezov to dip into the blood to put on the Mezuzot and the Mashkov. So that is done with the Ezov. That's for the Kicha. So just like the Kicha by the Ezov is Baguda, so to over here, Malalan Baguda, Afkan Baguda. Rabbanan lo Gamri Kicha Kicha. Like Rabbanan don't learn this Gzer Shava Kicha Kicha. It's just funny that Tosus points out over here. It says everybody in Kedushin learns the Gzer Shava of Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephron to teach you that Kedushin can be done by Kesef, Rilakach, from there, from the Kicha Ephron. So why over here don't they learn Kicha Kicha? So Tosus gives two answers. Either, okay, there are two separate Gzer Shava, we don't have to talk about it, or he says, Kicha kicha gamre lekicha lekicha lo gamre. That's the difference in the words. It's interesting that he even has this idea, because in general we have a din in gzeru shavot that you need a mesora for them. So I don't know why he's asking. Here they say one word is it, one word isn't. One they had a place, they had a mesora, one they didn't. It's kind of the first answer he gives, which is mufne, who's available for gzeru shavot. But the question itself seems to me to be a little strange to start with, that you have a question on about a gzeru shavot. Now the Gemara asks, we have a braita. Who is the author of this braita? Come on, Azla Adatan. It's a mitzvah to put an egget around a lulav. But if you don't put it around, it's kasher. All right, come on. Who is this like? Rabbi Yehuda says it's ma'akev. The egget's ma'akev. How can you call it a mitzvah to be ma'akev if you don't do it, it's kasher? Irabonon. My mitzvah. According to Rabbanon, Rabbanon said you don't need an egget at all. They had the brighter before said lulav tzrich ein. Yes, egget ein egget. Everything's kasher. So olam Rabbanon. It is Rabbanon. My mitzvah. This is your question. What is the mitzvah here? Shom zekelivan veyu. It's a din in. Hider mitzvah to put an egged around the lulav. So now let's go to Tosafot. This was Tzvi's question about what does egged mean in this sugya. What does it mean that if you do have the egged kasher according to Yehuda, pasul if you don't? According to Chachamim, they don't need egged. Yes, no, it doesn't matter. What's this egged over here? So they say in Tosafot, lo shanu el shein lo, aval yesh lo ein makvin, perish bilchot lachot gedolot, bilchot ulav, yesh lo ein makvin, delotem adim gavelahu bahadei adodi, lo nofik. Vav says you don't have to pick them up altogether. You know what it means that a lulav doesn't need an egged? Lulav doesn't mean it's an egged, means that you can can pick them up one at a time. Pick up the lulav, put it down. Pick up the etrog, put it down. Pick up the adasim, pick up the aravot separately. That's what Bahag says. The conclusion from our sugya according to the Bahag is, if you say lulav ain't sarich eged, that means lulav, all the minim can be picked up separately. You don't have to pick them up together. You need all four of them, but you don't have to pick them up together. Eli megbach ad chadukhudei shapir dami. Dekai melon lulav ain't sarich aguda. There's your one interpretation. Reino Tam was not comfortable with that. He said, David's question, what's going on? Reino Tam igia b'sifro lo shna perush demakva mishum tama. El she'ein lo avayesh lo tamahu afa pish lo chibro be'aguda. That it's, this is a chisaron in tama. T'mimut means you have all four minim. You have all four minim together. Be'eged or she'ein be'eged. You need all four of them together. The question of eged, is that considered classified tama or not tama? We need tamut by the minim. So you would have thought that tamut doesn't just mean each min itself has to be tam, but all of them together have to be tama. That tama means all four in a single binding. That's called tama. The conclusion of the Gemara is that you can still have tama even without the eged. But that means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in order to be yotzei, you have to take all four minim, even though you don't have an eged. So gamrina lekaman delo darish rabbanan kicha kicha or biyuda darish lekicha kicha delo havia tama elim kenom do v'kulu perish the Gemara afilo perish ahilchot gadol nirad that tzarich leagud. In the end, even according to the Baal Halachot Gadolot, it sees that we still have to do it. Mishum zeke leivan beyu. Even according to the Baal Halachot Gadolot, says that you can't be yotzei by taking one at a time. Nevertheless, the conclusion of the Gemara is that the chatchilo you should put an eged on because of zeke leivanu, because of hider mitzvah. So according to the Baal Halachot Gadolot, the hider mitzvah is that you tie them together and take them as one unit. Then if you don't, you're yotzei b'dieved. Not that you don't put an eged, but if you don't take them all together. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the eged is the zeke leivanu. That's the hider mitzvah. But you still, the equal of it is that you have to take all four of them together. Whether you take it with an eged or not, that's the zeke leivanu. That's the hider mitzvah. Without the eged, you still have to take all four together. Without all four together, you're not yotzei. That's what Tosa is saying in the end, that he thinks even the Bahag agrees that you have to be ma'agdo. Even though the way the Bahag is defining the word eged means taking it as a unit versus taking them separately, he still says in the end, when the Gemara says that mitzvah lo'agdo, he means, like, he thinks, he believes, not, doesn't mean just take the mitzvah or the chatchilo, the hinder mitzvah, take them all four together. He thinks that you need an eged around it, according to that. That's the conclusion of Tosa. You could have read the Bahag, that the hinder mitzvah is to take all four together. The Tosa at the end says, no, even according to the Bahag, it leads to me that you tzirech lo'agdo, that you actually have to put an eged around it, even according to the Bahag. So now, we get to basically just take a little break here for a second. But zeke levanu, hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah, this is one of the ikar parshiot of hider mitzvah, comes out of lulav, to the place that we bump into where it has elad is Chanukah by hider mitzvah of the Neirot. The question that surrounds, it's a fundamental question in hider mitzvah, is hider mitzvah kid mitzvah atzmo? Does the hider mitzvah then become a part of the mitzvah, or is it still separate? Do we always say the hider mitzvah sits on top of the mitzvah? Major nafkaminot in that. For instance, it comes up in Neirot Chanukah, the gabei abrocha. After you've lit the first candle, can you still make a bracha? If you forgot to make the bracha, if you made the bracha of Habakkah, but you didn't make the bracha of Shechianu, all of these items, can you still make those brachot after you've lit the first candle? Why? Because after you lit the first candle, the Iker mitzvah is done. The, everything that you're doing after that is Hider mitzvah. So now, when you classify that Hider mitzvah, is that Hider mitzvah? That's exactly what it is. It's Hider mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. Can't make a bracha on it. You can't do anything that's associated with the mitzvah except to decorate. It's nice. Or do you say it's an inherent part of the mitzvah? If it's an inherent part of the mitzvah, then you can even make a bracha on it. You can even do other things with it. Other thing, legabe chinuch. Is there a din in chinuch legabe hider mitzvah? Is hider mitzvah chelik min a mitzvah? That means when you just like you have chinuch or a chiyuv lechancho b'mitzvot, you have a mitzvah lechancho b'hider mitzvah. Or is the mitzvah of chinuch only on the mitzvah? Hider mitzvah is separate, so you don't have to do chinuch legabe hider mitzvah. So also there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Chanukah that you only have to do mitzvah chinuch. There's only a mitzvah by ketanim to do the ikar mitzvah, not to do it by hider mitzvah, suggesting that they're separate. Though the Mishnah Berurah also brings down legabe brachot that one can continue even into the other parts of the lighting, because that is hider mitzvah is kemitzvah. It sounds like hider mitzvah to mitzvah. Then you can do the brachot even after the first candle that is lit. And we do an interesting thing, which is we sing Hanirat Halalu according to the Mishnah Berurah after you've lit the first candle, but you're lighting the other candle. So there we have a mix that the Hanirat Halalu, you're still doing something that's quasi hefsek, but it's still subsumed under the bracha. It seems like there's a mixture of the hider mitzvah being part of the mitzvah and not part of the mitzvah over there. Same thing comes up with lulav in terms of what the eged is made out of. If the eged Eved is a chelek mina mitzvah, meaning either mitzvah is separate or not separate, makes a difference what you use for the Eged. We today use the lulav for the Eged, not to run into a fifth min problem. But if you don't think that the Eged becomes a chelek mina mitzvah, then you might have a problem like the people in Yerushalayim used to take their lulavim and wrap them in gold strings in order to hidur mitzvah. But here you're taking a fifth min along with the lulav. So when you say that Eged is either mitzvah, is that something that sits on top of the mitzvah, and therefore you have a fifth min here? Or does it become an integrated part of the mitzvah, and the hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to worry about a fifth min here? That is a part of the mitzvah. The part of the zekil v'anveil becomes a part of it. It's not like there's a new min here. Hidur mitzvah is part of chilek gadol min mitzvah, and that's not that you have a fifth min over here. Right, but if you now bring in another min to make the Eged, have you run into a problem for the minim? Depends how integrated you think the Hidur Mitzvah is with the Lulav. That's going to make a difference. So this idea of Hidur Mitzvah, you have to always check. Now one of them is from this thing, Zekei Levan Vehu. Zekei Levan Vehu is the source for Hidur Mitzvah. It's also interesting. The Mishnah in Sukkah says that Lulav HaYavesh Pasul. Why is Lulav HaYavesh Pasul? Machlokes Rashi v'Tosafot Shama. Rashi, you know why Rashi says that Lulav HaYavesh is Pasul? Zekeli Van Veyu. That means that Rashi uses the same Pasul to tell you that a Lulav HaYavesh is Pasul as the source for Hidur Mitzvah. Now, either Rashi believes it's just the Hidur Mitzvah, which doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah, or Rashi believes that Zekei Van Veyu is also a din in the Mitzvah, and that means that Hidur Mitzvah also is a din in the Mitzvah itself, that they're not separated. You can't separate it out. If Zekei Van Veyu is a din in Lugav Yavesh, it's a din in Hidur Mitzvah. They're not separable. Tosus, on the other hand, argues it. He says, what are you talking about? Zekei Van Veyu is a din in Hidur Mitzvah. You can't say that's the reason for Lulav Yavesh's Pasul. What is the reason for Lulav Yavesh's Pasul? Ki Chatama. It's to be a Lika Chatama. It's to be Tam. It's to be whole. Yavesh is not all. That's not at the Likichat Tama. Tosus gives a different reason for the psul over there. He's not willing to use the pasuk of Zekei Levan Veyu. So these are going to be nafkaminot between them, which pasuk you use for your sources for problem, as well as how you view either mitzvah in its relationship to the mitzvah itself. Right, so very good. So there it might be, by Etrog, it might be, and that's where a lot of the Rishonim argue about whether there's a din in Hidur Mitzvah, the Gabe, the other Minim, or only the Gabe Etrog. By Etrog it says, creates a dar, there it is a din in Hidur Mitzvah in Etrog itself. Maybe that's different than Hidur Mitzvah in any other place. There you might argue, you could argue, that creates a dar, there the Hidur Mitzvah is a chelik min mitzvah itself. Whereas, when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah anywhere else, that's external to the Mitzvah. Might be, because here there's a specific requirement in the Priyetz Adar that it be a Hidur Mitzvah. The other thing interesting is by Nezek, by Nizokim. If you take someone's Etrog and destroy it, what are you Chayav to replace the Etrog that they have? What are you Chayav to replace? Are you only Chayav to replace them at Kosher Etrog? Or do you have to replace them at Kosher Etrog? Kihidurah, with the Hidur that person had. Might be that you've only been Mafsid them the Mitzvah. The Hidur Mitzvah, that was their choice that they put on top. So maybe, in terms of Nizokim, maybe you only have to replace you have to bring them a Kosher Etrog. You don't have to bring an Etrog im hidura. Whereas if you believe that the hidur is a chelik ben a mitzvah, then his mitzvah was the whole etrog, including the hidur. Then you'd have to replace an etrog im hidura if you did nezek to the etrog. So again, it has broad implications in terms of hidur mitzvah and all aspects of halacha, how you view hidur mitzvah. That was just a quick view. So I was maybe bringing that. I'll send out the mekorot later. It's also a ramah. Should have mentioned it here. The ramah paskins that you have to take all of the minim together. The question is, what does the ramah mean when he says you have to take all the minim together? Is he arguing on the shulchan aruch? Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch? Is he saying the Shulchan Aruch doesn't believe you have to take them all together? Shulchan Aruch is holding like the Baal Halachot Gedolot? Or no? The Ramah is only coming to say that you should put an egget around them, that there's a mitzvah lechatchilah to put an egget around them, to make them into a Kli Chatama. The question why the Ramah says that you have to take them all together, what's the implications of his din as opposed to what the Shulchan Aruch said? Does he saying that the Shulchan Aruch holds the Baal Halachot Gedolot? Is he saying the Shulchan Aruch is not mechayiv an egget, whereas the Ramah is saying it's really a good idea to put an egget on it to get the Kli Chatama? So the question in the Achronim with regards to that Ramah statement, it relates to our Tosfos over here with the Baal Halachot Gedolot. Sheva Hazot Hapara. The Sheva Hazot Hapara, Makvot Zu Adzu. It's interesting here that they have Sheva Hazot Hapara, and the Mishnah said Shiva, right? It should have been Sheva. So Sheva Hazot Haparot, Makvot Zu Adzu, Chuka. There it says Chuka. Sheva Hazot Shal Ben Abadim, the Ben Abadim, which is the parents, the ear of Yom Kippurim, Shal Mizbeach Zav Shal Paroch, and Makvot Zu Adzu, the Yom Kippurim, Tehiv Chuka. There it says Chuka. We had that already by Parshat Achrimot. It says the word Chok, so it all It should be a flashback to Zbachim Daf Lametet, which is Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par. It says by the Paralam Davar Tzibur. It says Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par. What does it mean that you do to this par like you did to the other par? I already told you the exact same thing. In Paralam Davar Tzibur, it tells you the same dinim that we're in the Par Kohen Mashiach. What does it mean Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par? Matomar Lichpol Bhasot. We had the limud there in the Gemara and Zbachim that comes to teach you that it's as if it's written twice. It's as if it's written, all the Hazalot are written twice, and therefore, and that has broad application because we have a hekesh between Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par, Halom Dov Shotzibor, that also has a hekesh Yom Kippurim. If you remember the Gemara in Zvachim, Rashi here brings down, it's a very long Rashi here, brings down all the different limudim we had from that pasuk, Vasel Par, Kashel Atzar Par, by the Par Halom Dov Shotzibor, and he brings down all that, all the limudim we had there to connect them between the Siyel Avodat Kochavim, to the Par Kohen Mashiach, to the Par of Yom Kippurim, to say that they're all me'akev. Sheva hazot, now we're going to deal with the parah aduma. Torah banan, sheva hazot shepara, the seven hazot that you have to do with the parah aduma and har zeitim, shasan ben shlo lishman, if you do it lo lishma, ben shlo mekuvanot, and you don't do them directly towards pedach homoed, psulot, they're no good. Now, with regards to shlo lishman, it's because parah aduma is called a chatati. Since it's a chatat, we know lo lishma is me'akev. So too, by the parah aduma, lo lishma is me'akev. The gabei mekuvanot, says el nochach pnei homoed, that you do them directly opposite the Pedach HaMoed. And we know that it says Zot HaTorah by the Parah Aduma. Therefore, everything to do with the Parah Aduma is Ma'akev. So also being opposite the Pedach HaMoed is Ma'akev. Shibifnim, on the other hand, that's Zot HaTorah Bifnim, that's Parsi Yoshiyom HaKippurim, Param Dabash HaBitzibor, Parah Koin Mashiach, Siri of the Chavim. Over there, Shalom Lishma Psulot. They do it Shalom Lishma and Psulot because they're Chatot. Chatot require Lishma. On the other hand, Shalom Mikuvanot Ksherot. If they're not directly opposite the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the sprinkles aren't directly towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Over there we say Ksherot. Because over there it doesn't say Nochach, Pnei. It doesn't say directly opposite. It says that you have to do the sprinkles. You do Al Pnei HaParochet. You do them Al Pnei HaParochet. Ben Abadim is Al Pnei HaKaporet. So over there there's no that indicates to you that it's Me'akev. V'ahat Anyo, Gabei Parosh, Lo Lishman, Psulot, Shlo Mekuvanot, Ksherot. Don't we have a braita that says even by Parah Aduma, Lo Lishma's Me'akev, but the Lo Mekuvanot are not? So the first solution we're going to get is from Amar Rav Chisda. The second solution we later on will have from Rav. Amar Rav Chisda, Lokasha ad Rav Yehuda ad Rabbonon. The stira and the bright though is because there's different authorship. One's authored by Rabbi Yehuda, one's authored by the Rabbanan. We're going to do a huge sugya here. We're not going to get till towards the end of the Amud now, where the machloket is. We're going to have something totally outside of the realm. We'll finally get to our machloket. What's the braito? Mechusere kapara shenichnesu la'arzara b'shogeg chayav chatat. Those tum'ot, this week's parsha and mitzora, you have zav, zava, that have a zavagdola, mitzora, nazir, all of these individuals who are not allowed to enter into the kodesh if they become tamei without bringing an additional korban. Those people are called mechusere kapara. After they've gone to the mikveh, after their tahor, yet the sunset, and their eighth day, they have to bring certain karbanot. Those karbanot are ma'akev, their ability to go into the kodesh. So if they enter, even so, mechuzer karash nechtezula azara b'shogeg chayav chatat. They do b'shogeg the chayav chatat b'mezid koreit. Vein zarech lamar, it's full yom. Certainly it's full yom. Someone who went to the mikveh but has yet to have the sunset on them, certainly if they enter the azara, they're chayav koreit. V'shar kol atmeim v'torim shenechtezul lifnim mechitzatam. All other people, whether they're tamei or tahor, that enter in beyond the boundaries that they're allowed, then they get these punishments, the following punishments. So for Israel, Israel's only allowed up to the 11 Amot, the first 11 Amot in the Azara, Makom Hiluch, Regla Israel. Now if they go beyond, they're going to be in trouble. What are they beyond? So if you go the Heichal, anybody who enters in the Heichal, Kulo, Be'arbaim. Anybody who enters the Heichal, 40 lashes for them. Mi Beit LaParochet, El Pnei HaKaporet, V'mita. Anybody who goes into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, that means on the other side of the Parochet, Mita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Heichal Kulo Umi Beit LaParochet Barbaim. No, the Heichal, as well as inside of the Parochet, 40 lashes. El Pnei HaKaporet, if you go directly opposite the Aron, stand Ben Abadim, then that's Bemito. But my Kemiflegate, what's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Ba'ikra. They argue about this pasuk. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Daber El Aron Achicha, Ve'al Yavo B'chol Eit El HaKodesh, Mi Beit LaParochet El Pnei HaKaporet Asher El Aron. Velo Yamut. So you have your apostle in the beginning of Achrei Mot that tells Aaron you can't just go into the Kodesh HaKodashim or any anywhere he wants, when he wants. Ella. Daber Aaron Elochid Al Yavo B'cholet. That's the first thing. Al Yavo. He's not allowed to come. That's the first restriction. That's the lab. That's the Arba'im of Malkot. Al Yavo B'cholet Ela Kodesh. Now, Ela Kodesh. Mi Beit Laparochet El Pnei HaKaparet. So now you have three places you can't go. Ela Kodesh, number one. Mi Beit Laparochet is the other side of the Parochet. And Pnei HaKaparet is right in front of the Aaron. So I have three places you're not allowed to go. I have a statement in the beginning of the Pasuk that says Al Yavo. You get Malkot if you go in. Then it lists me three places. And then it says, Velo Yamut, and he won't die. Now what the argument about is, what is being modified by the Al Yavo, and what is being modified by the Yo Yamut? Al Yavo says, Isur Lav, don't go in. If you do go in, you get Malkot. The last statement in the Pasuk says, Velo Yamut, that means if you do go in, you will be Mita. So now we have three places that are mentioned in between, which are the Kodesh, the Pnei HaParochet, and the El Pnei HaKaporet. Which of those three, how do I divide it? Which go with the first half of the pasuk, which go with the latter half of the pasuk? And that's what the argument about it. Argument is, and that's what the Gemara is about to explain here. Rabbanan Sabre Ela Kodesh Velo Yavo. The Lo Yavo is modifying Ela Kodesh into the Heichal. Mi Bela Parochet and Pnei HaKaporet Velo Yamut. The latter two locations are being modified by the Lo Yamut. And that means that if you go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, death. And same thing with going Ben Abadim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ela Kodesh Umi Beit LaParochet Lo Yavo. Now the first two locations are being modified below Yavo. The Malkot applied to both the Heichal as well as Mi Beit LaParochet inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Veil Pnei HaKaporet. The only place that is being modified below Yamut is Pnei HaKaporet, right between the Ben Abadim, standing in front of the Aron. So my time at the Rabbanon. Why are the Rabbanon more like that and not like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Isal Kadatka Amar Rabbi Yehuda. If the Halacha or if the Dinim were like Rabbi Yehuda, Lich of Rahman Ela Kodesh Vel Pnei HaKaporet. Only has to write two things. Ela Kodesh means the Eichal, you get Malkot. El Pnei HaKaporet, you stand before the Aron, and you get Mita. Velo Bayi Mi Beit LaParochet, then you won't have to tell me about the Kodesh HaKodashim. Ba'ana Amino, I would have known this. Eichal Mechayev Mi Beit LaParochet Mi Bayi. If the Kodesh is Chayav Malkot, then certainly Kodesh HaKodashim you're going to be Chayav Malkot. You don't have to tell me about Pnei HaParochet if the din is not different from the Heichal. Guess what? The Kodesh HaKodashim is also in the Heichal. And if it doesn't have a separate din, it'll have the same din as the Kodesh, which means everything gets Malkot. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying doesn't make sense, that you get Malkot all the way through the Kodesh HaKodashim, then the Pasuk wrote something that was unnecessary. It shouldn't have written in Pnei HaParochet. So Mi Beit HaParochet Dichtiv Rachmona Lomali. So why did the Torah go out of its way to write Mi Beit HaParochet that was unnecessary? Shema Mina Vemita. Let's put it with the Pnei HaKaporet to say that you get a Chiyuv Mita. The only reason to add it is to say the din is different from the Kodesh. The din is different than the Kodesh. I understand why you wrote it. If it's not different, I don't understand why it's there. Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda like the Rabbanan? Ikad of Rachmane Ela Kodesh Velo Kotav Mi Beit LaParochet. Had the Torah not written Ela Kodesh and only written Mi Beit LaParochet Havamina My Kodesh. What is the definition of Kodesh Mi Beit LaParochet? So if you want to say like you are saying Rabbanan, that just write Kodesh and Pnei HaKaporet and don't worry about Pnei HaParochet. Guess what? The word Kodesh is undefined here. How do you define Kodesh? Is by the remaining items that are mentioned in the pasuk. Right now, the rest of the pasuk says Al Pnei HaParochet and Al Pnei HaKaporet. That means that the only thing Kodesh can be is the Heichal. If I was missing the word Pnei HaParochet, then what I would have thought Kodesh means? I would have thought Kodesh means Pnei HaParochet, because that's the only thing that's the closest thing in that I would call Kodesh. And therefore, by Heichal, I would have thought nothing of Heichal Lav, Namilo. By the Heichal, I would thought there's no problem, no restriction at all. Rabbanon lo hai lo matzil amart. You can't say that. Heichal kula yikre Kodesh. Because the Heichal is also called Kodesh. You can't say that only the Kodesh HaKodashim is called Kodesh, not the Heichal Shnemar, because it says about the Parochet. Vidila Parochet Achem ben HaKodesh. Ben HaKodesh HaKodashim. So you see that the Parochet is dividing between the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Kodesh. Kodesh means outside of the Kodesh HaKodashim, and you see that therefore the Eichal is called Kodesh. So the Pasuk says Kodesh, the definition of Kodesh includes the Eichal. So we can't say, we're not going to have that problem like you have, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason behind his whole Shita? Isal Kadat Chadamrei Rabbonon, because if you think that the Rabbonon say, Lichto Rechman Ela Kodesh, Umi Beit La Parochet, then the Torah will only have to write two things. Ela Kodesh, Bimakot, that's Al Yavo. Umi Beit La Parochet is Bimita. Well, if in the Kodesh Kodeshim you're Chayav Mita, then certainly if you go Ben Abadim, you're Chayav Mita. The only way to get to Ben Abadim is to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So if you're Chayav Mita, go entering the Kodesh HaKodashim, why do I need a separate din for Ben Abadim? V'lo bayo Pnei HaKaporet. V'na amina b'mibay l'parochem b'mita el Pnei HaKaporet m'ibayi. What do I need el Pnei HaKaporet for then? El Pnei HaKaporet yitav rachman al lomali. So why does the Torah get out of its way to write el Pnei HaKaporet, which is unnecessary? V'amina el Pnei HaKaporet b'mita. That's the only thing b'mita, nothing else. Mibay l'parochet v'azara. Mibay l'parochet goes back to Al Yavo at the beginning of the pasuk. V'rabbanon. Hachanami de lo tzorich. one, also you don't need it. We need al pnei ha-kaporet to come to exclude the case of derech mishupash, where he doesn't come in directly. He doesn't come in al pnei ha-kaporet. He doesn't come in the normal way. But to exclude a case where he comes in lemute mishupash, where he comes in a way that is not the normal way of entering. That turns out to be a machloket rishonim, what that means here, of derech mishupash. Look in Rashi, the mutei derech mishupash is in the widest lines in Rashi, about five lines down. So go mishupash. Mishupash means like a mistake. Shechatar choma shalifnai lifnim. He dug under the wall. Vasav petach bitarom betzafom v'nechnas. He came into the south and northern side and dug a hole underneath. And ends up inside. So over there, that's not called bi'ah l'gabei pnei ha-parochet. That's not called entering the Kodesh HaKodashim. So I need the pnei ha-kaporet to tell me el pnei ha-kaporet. V'lo nichnas bepetach shemizrach sheni panav l'marav. Inami, nichnas bepetach v'tzidei balakson. He came in from the eastern side, but he walked sideways on an angle. V'alach l'tzadim, he walked to the side. Lo mechayev el pnei ha, you won't be chayev for el pnei, be'inan, she'panim el panim mizrachi shel kaporet. Mishupash, k'mo mishupash. So what Rashi explains is, here the din of the Chachamim is, why do I need El Pnei HaKaporet? To teach me that you're only Chayav when you come in the normal way. If you don't come in the normal way, you are not Chayav. That's what El Pnei comes to teach you. That's why it says El Pnei HaKaporet. True, it was unnecessary. But it's necessary to teach me that only when you come in that way. Tosfos, on the other hand, says, Limutei Derech Mishpush, he says, in Zvachim, we also had the same din. And over there, we said it was the Lul Katan. It was the doorway from the back. Comes to include the doorway from the back of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So there he says, maybe all of these are included under this, that it's not considered to be a derech of entry, not a derech of haba'ah. Although Tosfos asks over here, don't we have a din in general when it comes to entering into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, that over there it says that you have to be bia, that you have to come in, you have to enter. And the Gemara in Zvachim says from the word bia, that already eliminates all these other doors, like the lul behind. So Tosfos after that says, maybe Rashi's right. Rashi's right. Not when you, derech bia is only when you come in a doorway. Pnei comes to teach you, even when you don't come in through a doorway, you dig under the north or southern side, you come in on an angle and walk sideways. All of these things which you're not facing the banim al pnei, that's what that comes to exclude. Even if you did it derech haba'ah, even if you came in through a normal doorway, nevertheless, if you did it in a funky way, maybe that is enough to be considered derech haba'ah. It's derech haba'ah, but it's not al pnei, facing the area that you're chayav. So now, what does Rabbi Yehuda think of that? Rabbi Yehuda also needs this al pnei akaporet. Kedetani, debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, El Pnei HaKaporet Kedma, whenever it says Pnei HaKaporet means east. Ze Pnei HaBachol Makom, Shnerer Pnei, Eno El Pnei Kadim. Whenever it says Pnei, or doorway, or opening, the face of anything is on the eastern side. Ve'yubihuda Le'mekra Pnei, my El. Yehuda says, you're right. Pnei teaches me that you have to come in from the eastern side, you have to come in facing it. My El, the extra word El. Shma Mina El Dafka. El Pnei HaKaporet Dafka is what you get mitzvah for. El, that extra word of El. Rabbanan El Lav Dafka. El doesn't mean literally two. It just means El is there. It's one of the words. It's like a preposition. Rabbi Yehuda. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Damar El Pnei HaKaporet Dafka. That El Pnei HaKaporet means literally El. So therefore, the Pnei HaKaporet is extra. Then be Izal Nochach Nami Dafka. When it says by the Parah Adumah that you have to do Izal Nochach Pnei Omoed, there the El will be Dafka, and you have to do a Dafka Vetach Omoed. Virabonon, Midahatam Lav Dafka. Over here, where they say El means Lav Dafka, you wouldn't have learned that out of El Pnei HaParochet. You need to learn it out of Pnei HaKaporet, from the word Pnei, and not from El. Therefore, Achanami Lav Dafka. Also over there by the Parah Adumah, it will be Lav Dafka. When it says Izal Nochach Pnei Omoed, it will be Lav Dafka. Therefore, the authors of our brightot here that require the two brightot. One brightot says it has to be kuvanot, otherwise it's ma'akev. One says no. The difference will be Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda believes it's dafka, and therefore if you don't do it mikuvan exactly petach omoed, you're not yotzei. Whereas the Rabbanon don't think it's lav dafka. They also say by the brightot of the Parah Adumah, they're the authors of the brightot that says you don't have to do it dafka, and it's not me'akev. So Mar says matkif lo Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda mid el dafka. If El is dafka, then al nami dafka, then on is also dafka. So if you say that El is dafka, then you have to say al is dafka. El is the migdash sheni. When you're in the second Beit Hamikdash, the lo haba aron v'kaporet, that there was no aron kaporet, and achinami to lo avid hazalt. When it says you do it al pnei ha kaporet, well, how are you going to do it al pnei ha kaporet? Al pnei ha kaporet means literally on the aron or ben abadim, at the face. Well, if you think that el means dafka, then al also means dafka. If al means dafka, then how are you going to do this sprinkling in the second bite? In the second bite, you also have a requirement of al, and there's no aron there because the aron went into Geniza in the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. So if that's the case, how are you going to do this recall or the hazot adam in the second bayit? Asher al aron. It says asher al aron. There's no al aron anymore to have the kaparot that is on the aron. So it says Amar Rabba Bar Ula Amar Kra v'chiper et mikdash hakodesh makom mikudash lekodesh. We have a specific limud. We have a specific dispensation when it comes to the aron that says v'chiper et mikdash hakodesh by the avoda of Yom Kippur. It says that we mechaper et mikdash hakodesh makom mikudash lekodesh. That the location has the same kedusha as if the kelim are there. The place itself is as kadosh as if the aron is there. The aron is there, whether the aron is there or not there, it's kodesh and it has that kedusha. And therefore you can do it al, it's as if the kaparet is al aron there, and you can do the sprinkling over there. Rava Amar, Rava comes up with a different solution to the steer in the braita. Ha baha rabbonon. Both of the braitos are authored by the rabbonon. Ha the koi b'mizrach umarov, ba'adi. Question is he facing east, west, and doing the sprinkling? Ha'adi b'kav itself on v'doron, or is he facing north, south, and sprinkling? So if you're facing east, west, and you're facing towards the Petach HaMoed, you're not just directly there. There, we're going to say it's fine. When you're facing north, south, when you're not facing the Pnei HaMoed at all, then it's going to be psulot. Amar. So now we continue that brayta, which says, Shibifnim, Shibimitzora, Shalom, Lishman, Psulot, Shalom, Kuvanot, Kesherot. When it comes to those that are Zot that are done inside the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, as well as the Mitzora, they're done, Lishman, Psulot, we say because it's a Chatat, Shalom, Kuvanot, Kesherot. If they're not directly there, then they are Kesher. Vatanya, don't we have another brayta that says, Ben Shalom, Lishman, Ben Shalom, Kuvanot, Kesherot? That whether it's Lishma or not Lishma, it works. Some Rabbi Yosef, Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbonon. Rabbi Eliezer, Mekish Asham Lechatat. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Asham has the same din as a Chatat. And just like a Chatat, Lo Lishma is Psula, so too an Asham, Shlo Lishma is Psula. Mekish Nami Log the Asham. He's also Mekish the Log Shemina of the Mitzorah to the Asham of the Mitzorah. And just like the Asham of the Mitzorah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Akev and Lo Lishma makes it Psula, so too the sprinkling from the seven hazaot of the shemen, from the log shemen, that's also me'akev, that has to be done properly. If you don't, lo lishma, it's psula. Rabbanon, lo makshe. Whereas the Rabbanon are not makish, because they don't have the hekesh, first of all, between the asham and the chatat, and therefore they also don't have the hekesh between the log and the asham. Because the asham is lo ala lebalim in terms of the asham, if you don't lo lishma, but nevertheless, it still is ole lemizbeach. So now, we had some questions. Something learned through Hekesh, can that go again and learn teaching a Hekesh? We know in Kodashim you can't have a double Hekesh. We have that all over Zvachim. No, the authorship of these two brayta are both the Rabbonon. Kanach Shir, Kanach Tzot. Depends what you're trying to do. One is to be Machshir, and one is to be Miratzeh. And that's the difference. That's the difference we always have with the din of Lolishma. Comes Lolishma, they're not allowed to balim, but it's allowed to go on the Mizbeach. And so the same thing over here. If you look in Rashi Larzot, Lazot, Alot, Lashem Chova, La Tira Mitzora, Bakao, Pasul, Shlolishma. Shlolishma will not allow the Mitzora to enter the Kahal. It won't be efficacious in terms of the Tarat Mitzora. Nevertheless, there's still good sprinklings that the Sharia log that go to the Kohen to eat. The Kohanim can eat the Sharia log because it was done. Lo Lishma means, again, it's not efficacious in terms of taking care of the Mitzorah, but it's enough in terms of making it a kosher, quote-unquote, korban, that the remainder will belong to the Kohanim, just like what we have by the Karbanot. When you do Lo Lishma, Lo Alu Levalim, but nevertheless, it's still a kosher korban, and the Kohanim can eat from that kosher korban. Okay, we'll stop over here.